Hello.
Hello, this is Esmeyer from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. In this November's elections, which way are you most likely to vote? Number one, for Kamala Harris as president, Colleen Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for
yeah.
a mix? Okay.
No.
Got it. Which of the following seven reasons, the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? Number one, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Number two, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if you have mental illness history. Number three, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Number four, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Number five, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. Number six, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban. And number seven, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable.
So I get to pick one?
Of
those reasons?
Two,
pick
actually.
Two?
Yep.
Beat Doc, Trump and the abortion.
Next would be the abortion laws to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban, right?
Yes.
Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Number one, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Number two, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion. Number three, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Number four, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Number five, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison.
The one about the doctors can't perform a medically necessary abortion.
Okay. Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. What is your agenda? We're almost done. Just two or three more questions, okay? What is your gender,
okay.
Male, female, or other?
Female.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African-American or Black, of Asian or
no.
Pacific Island descendant, white, Caucasian,
no.
or other?
White.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. And the last question. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Number one, YouTube TV.
No.
Number two, Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Okay. Number three, TV channels as MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Okay. Four, TV channels Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Okay. Number five, Facebook, Meta?
No.
And the last one, TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
Okay. So this concludes your survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.